This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
It is my favorite weekend of the year. This has got to be my favorite weekend of the year. I love football. I love Super Bowl. Always a little bittersweet because then football season's over. A lot of people are exhausted with football. I'm not. I could, like hockey, I could see football all year long if I have to. So I'm a little sad that it culminates on Sunday with the 49ers playing the Chiefs in Miami. And each year I give you guys my predictions. And each year I get it right. Okay, maybe I'm at about 94%. Now, this year is very, very tricky because I based my predictions on the NFL injury reports, not the ESPN. It's the NFL injury report. And so the problem we have today is it's not up. Okay, we're looking at 48 hours before kickoff. Now, maybe about 51 hours before kickoff, and there's no NFL injury report. So I have to go to the ESPN injury report to determine, you know, who's going to win. And this kind of made it kind of difficult because there were no groin injuries. If there's a groin injury, we've talked about this a lot on my show, if somebody has a groin injury, that team is done for. It doesn't matter if only one person hurt his groin. Just groin injuries are kind of devastating. And when another player sees that somebody else hurt his groin, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, sorry, my hair's a mess. They're like, oh my God, I don't want to hurt my groin. And then they're like, what's going on with you? It's like, well, I don't want to hurt, you know, my groin. And like, oh, I don't want either. And the whole team, like dominoes, doesn't play well. So I was looking and I don't see a groin anywhere on this list. So we can't use that. So, according to ESPN, Kansas City Chiefs, everybody's in full participation. You got to, you know, Travis Kelce, obviously they need tight end. And if anything happens to Travis Kelce, all the bets are off. I mean, you know, Mahomes is fantastic, but, you know, he really needs Kelce. And we have Chris Jones, we have Austin Ryder, and everybody has participated. So, for some reason, the Kansas City Chiefs, which might be why the NFL injury report doesn't have them, and another injury report doesn't have them, is because no injuries. Okay. 49ers, a little different. They have limited participation practice, and I need to read these. I apologize, because I haven't been following. If Travis Coleman has a shoulder injury, limited participation. That's tough, because he's a running back. We have Jakiski Tart, sorry about any pronunciation, and Quan Alexander. We got a pectoral, and we got a ribs injury, but limited participation for them. So technically we have nobody out. That makes it hard because we talked about injuries. And when it comes to, you know, where you injured yourself, if you have a groin injury or a concussion on the roster, it just hurts the team somehow, okay? I mean, medically speaking, and this whole, you know, spiritual, whatever the heck I use to do my picks. So in order of severity of injuries, whether it's a limited participation, the problem with the limited participation and full participation is they might want the teams to not prepare, you know, or prepare the wrong way. So you got to be really careful with how a team, you know, it's a lot of strategy when a team, you know, suggests, you know, who's might be playing and who might not be and their participation. So that's also strategy too. So basically when we look at injuries, you know, for me to determine who's going to win the Super Bowl, groin is the worst. A head injury, a concussion injury, a hip, then it goes to hip, glute, again, because it's all around the groin. You know, a lot of the guys are like, whoa, that was just too close. Okay, I'm going to take it easy. Then you got quad, hamstring, eye comes after that. A lot of the guys aren't that worried about the eyes. They're really worried about the glute, and they're really worried about the whole pelvic area for understandable reasons. So, you know, the team doesn't get crushed when there's an eye injury. Abdomen comes next, then chest, knee, shoulder, calf, arm, ankle, Then comes the foot, wrist, hand, finger, and then the tippy toe. So if somebody has a toe injury, you can even just assume that they're fine. Okay? Even though you would think, I mean, for me, it would devastate me playing football. A toe, not that big a deal. So when you look at the 49ers, and they have a pectoral, which is chest, shoulder, and ribs, but you look at the Chiefs, who are dealing with a calf, knee, wrist, and Achilles, it kind of washes out. We can't use it. So we can't use the injury report, which is very shocking because it's rare that we can't make our predictions without the injury report. So now we got to go to colors. All right, so what are the jerseys they're wearing? So both 49ers and Chiefs are red and white. The Chiefs, though, are going to be in the dominant color. And most of the time, the dominant red wins, okay, in football. Chiefs get to wear all red. So the 49ers, because Chiefs is basically home, even though it's Miami. 49ers have to wear white in the color scheme of things, okay? Because we look at colors in terms of, like, you know, medical issues. The color black in medicine is necrotic, so if anybody's wearing black, they usually don't do well. Then you have blue next, because blue is cyanosis. Yellow is jaundice. Green is, I don't know, gonorrhea. Orange, purple, silver, white, and red. Wearing red puts you at the highest ability, or the better position. White comes next. So we're talking this close. This is so close. So if I had to base it on my predictions here, even though I love Garoppolo, and Garoppolo is so damn sexy, oh my gosh, he is sexy, I think the Chiefs are going to have it. What did I pull my money on? 49ers score first, Chiefs score last. In terms of prop bets, is Demi Lovato going to sing, you know, the Star Spangled Banner, the home of the brave? Apparently there's a prop bet that the brave, home of the brave, you finish brave and you're done. There's a prop bet that she sings brave over 5.5 seconds. I would have bet on that. Gatorade color, I'm not going to bet on. How many tweets Trump makes during the Super Bowl, there's a bet on that. How many times does Troy Aikman or Buck mention Tom Brady or the Patriots? There's a lot of actual fun prop bets. You guys have to check this out. Which is going to be the first commercial after the coin toss? I don't think there's going to be a SpongeBob SquarePants in this one. But last time, I think I didn't bet on that one either. Will Troy Aikman mention his past Super Bowl experiences? I'd say absolutely, you know, because he's a stud. I wouldn't blame him for doing it. And then who will the Super Bowl MVP of the game thank first? Teammates, coach. Oh, is Andy Reid going to eat a cheeseburger? That's apparently a prop bet, too. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Maggie on the line. Maggie, hi. Welcome back. How you doing, girl?
I'm fine. Thank you. I talked to you about 3 years ago. And I think about you and listen to your show daily, so I thought I'd give you an update.
My gosh, yes. Maggie, please update us. And tell everybody what you've been battling.
Say it one more time.
Tell everybody what you've been battling, what you've been going through.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer, non-small cell, by UCLA in... Let's see, it's going to be 5 years this coming August.
Wow.
So that would make the year 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I started my chemo out there with And I'm not sure whether I should mention names, but I'm grateful to my oncologist that works UCLA, Porter's Ranch. Mm-hmm. And I did come here because I was residing in Nevada prior to my adventure. I'm a registered nurse.
Yes,
and of course,
yes.
I smoked. And yes, I did smoke, being as stressful as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
But how it went is I finished my radiation here in Las Vegas at Comprehensive Cancer.
They're a fantastic group, yes.
Yes, and I love them dearly, and a lot of them went and did residency at UCLA, so I credit,
yes.
I got a hand at UCLA. I know you went there sometime, too.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm.
But
my last year, yep.
So anyway, about a year later, and I'm not sure who to give all the credit to, I guess I'm going to divide it evenly, is my oncologist over in Summerlin, Comprehensive Cancer, head of CyberKnife.
Right,
CyberKnife.
CyberKnife, yes.
Yep. Not sure to mention names. Should I or not?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, are you talking about Dr. Goodman?
I'm talking about Dr. Curtis.
Oh, yes, yes.
And he was my physician, and I followed up with him four radiation treatments of 36 minutes.
Now, which lung was it in? Which lung?
Right upper lobe.
Right upper lobe. Okay. And you had smoked for how long?
Oh, my goodness. Off and on, say, for 40 years.
Okay, and remind my listeners, how long did they tell you? Well, they didn't give you a life expectancy because they said they could fight it, but how bad was the prognosis? Did it already spread, or was it localized in the lung?
It stayed local.
Thank God. Thank God. Good.
And I had a clean bill of health. No other problems. So
good.
I had a lot of things going in my favor.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I was on a clinical research study through UCLA, and I happened to be the straw that didn't get a rest when they started chemo.
Okay, good, good. And this CyberKnife is a radiation. I'm just going to educate the listeners. CyberKnife is like a radiation form. That's why they call it CyberKnife, because it's kind of, you know, kind of tech. And yeah, so it's a radiation sort of therapy.
Mm-hmm. The robot comes around, and you're in the room with the robot. So I did have interventional radiology is fairly new compared to my high-risk labor and delivery and trauma nursing, but I like the field. I had a gold implant put in, so it minimizes the radiation effect.
Gold.
To stay.
Very cool. I wonder how much that cost.
Well, I looked at some of my insurance bills. Thank God I have Medicare and Mutual of Omaha.
I'll
have to credit them, too, even though they go up a little bit. But anyway, sometimes it's between $2,000 and $4,000 a treatment.
Wow.
And depending on insurances, and it's good to have the secondary policy. But the story is, I went back again for every 6 months, which they do the CAT scan, PET scan, and it looked kind of suspicious this last year, so they recommended a biopsy. And that's 4 years. It'll be five. So I went ahead and consented to the biopsy because there was a discrepancy between a couple doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And did that, and that came back negative.
Good.
And I had my port removed last week. I'm just putting my last Band-Aid on.
Yay.
And I thought I'm going to take the risk. But I believe in CyberKnife, if possible. Hopefully I won't have to have chemo again, and hopefully I'll get that percentile that hits the 5-year mark, which is, I believe, the last time I read, if Google's is right, 14%.
Wow. Maggie, what a blessing. That is, I am so happy for you. You were so scared, and you were positive, though. You were always positive, but you were, you know what, it's scary. It's a scary time, and, you know, to hear you do so well. Are they going to follow up with a CT or PET scan? Obviously, they have to wait till the inflammation goes down, but when's your next follow-up?
Next June,
okay.
If I have a problem, I'm free to, go at any time, but it would be nice not to have my port irrigated every 6 weeks. And furthermore, I couldn't have done this without the things that we all believe in the medical profession. I've got a master's degree in nursing, so, you take this since 1972,
bless
and I
credit
a lot to the knowledge that we accumulate along the line. So some patients, and we have to have everything that the CDD, CDC recommends, and it's physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And without the spirituality, you can't really do this.
I rely on God for so much. Maggie, can you tell my listeners what were your, so the one thing I forget, I don't know if you had symptoms. Was this on a routine check, or were you having symptoms and then they found it?
I had a pain only in my right arm, upper right arm. No symptoms, asymptomatic from coughing and blood. Occasionally I'd cough. I always smoked those light cigarettes that think they weren't going to harm me very much.
Right.
Now there's everything that harms you very much. So I had no problem stopping smoking. The first day of chemo, I just thought, I'm done, and they lay there, and no problem quitting. I was actually too sick to even think about it.
Right, right. Well, that's what people say. You know, the most common way to quit smoking, the most successful, are the ones that just do it. You know, it's like dieting. You know, if you're trying to eat, like, you know, only 5 pieces of chocolate instead of 10, it doesn't work. You have to be like, I'm done with chocolate. You know, and you feel horrible when you go through the nicotine withdrawal, but the chemo makes you feel horrible also. So in a way, you kind of kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
I had kind of a positive effect on that. I didn't feel that horrible withdrawing. Because I was lucky enough that she wrote me a prescription for Ativan.
And good.
I slept for the first week. I slept a lot. So I don't feel like I went through any of that withdrawal. But another thing I want to bring up, and I don't know whether you're going to ask me this or not, but it's my belief in pet therapy.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm going to answer your question.
No. So what, was it a puppy? What did you have?
I have Bentley. And Bentley is a Maltese, which is sitting here looking at me right now. I have grown children, and I did tell them, grown men, I'm non-affiliated with healthcare. So I did tell them, and I, you know, kind of a shocking remark, like, oh, Mom, I do this, and I'd be sure to stay in UCLA to do this and da-da-da. And if you need anything, you know, how the usual family goes. I always listen to what closeness and family life means to a lot of people when they call in. And I also listen to you. But at the same time, I took one look at my dog. Oh, this is so silly, but I love it. And so did my doctor. And I knew right then that I wasn't going to go in hospice.
Wow. Well, because you have to be there for the dog, you know? I know exactly what you're talking about. When I come home, I'm like, this is why I'm alive, for the dog, you know?
It's silly, isn't it? But they love you so much, and my little one-year-old puppy wouldn't have kept me going if he didn't tell me that he had to go for a walk or he had to have this.
Right.
And it was time. So I was up and moving and active the whole time, because he was there, and I didn't want anybody else around. I was just fine. I could take care of myself. I could drive myself, and he got to be initiated to the chemo room.
So he got to, yay, therapy. Did you have to register him as a therapy dog, or just you're just, you know, considering him a therapy dog?
My doctor gave me a letter that he was an emotional support dog.
Fantastic.
He did that, and I believe she knew how to do it because she also had an animal that had been through it. So he visited everybody. It was good for everybody. So I didn't want to neglect putting this in because too many people might have the question about things. Of course, you know, a Maltese is hypoallergenic, and they're kind and loving and little and easy to take care of. Demanding at times.
Yeah, I know. Maggie, thank you so much for calling in. Let us know again how you're doing. Call us back later. But bless you, and I'm so glad you're cancer-free. Congratulations.
Thank you, and so glad happy to talk with you. I listen to you every day. You're a big
thank you, Maggie.
To all of them.
Have a great weekend. Keep us posted. Bye.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It could be a last stand for Democrats in the impeachment trial of President Trump. They'll have a vote later today on whether they'll have witness testimony. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Senate Republicans face a choice today between seeking the truth and covering it up, between a fair trial and a farce.
The president at a White House event noticed a lack of Republican faces.
We have a lot of great senators that wanted to be here so desperately, but I said, just stay where you are and do your job, please.
The New York Times reports that in May, the president directed John Bolton to call the president of Ukraine to talk about the investigation into the Bidens. There was an incident at Mar-a-Lago, the president's Florida home. The highway patrol was following a black SUV as it broke through two security points. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the impeachment trial, there may be an end to sight as of today. We're going to try and keep you guys posted as news comes in. It might not come during the show, but it looks like the final vote in the Senate on Donald Trump and whether he will be impeached or not should come today, because it appears that the GOP do not want to bring up any more witnesses. Senator Lamar Alexander was one of kind of the tie votes, and he said he would vote against calling more witnesses. Republican Senator John Barrasso says senators have heard enough. If that's the case, the impeachment trial is not going to go on into next week. So, as you know, the Senate is Republican-controlled, but the Republicans hold only a very small majority. So when you have Susan Collins, that sometimes is on the fence, another Republican senator is on the fence, that could cause a tie in the Senate, and then the deciding vote would not be Mike Pence, but would be Chief Justice John Roberts. And as you know, John Roberts isn't really a shoo-in for the Republicans, as we saw with the ACA ruling years ago, where he basically helped Obama along with the, oh, you know what, yeah, it's unconstitutional, but if you can make it a tax, we can make this work. So, not that that was his exact words, but, you know, people are nervous on the Republican side if Chief Justice John Roberts has to cast the deciding vote. So, Republican Senator Lamar Alexander announced Thursday evening that he would vote against calling additional witnesses. This doomed Democratic efforts to call John Bolton up to testify. With no witnesses, senators are expected then to wrap up the trial when they meet later today. Alexander said it was inappropriate for the president to ask a foreign leader to investigate his political opponent and to withhold U.S. aid to encourage that investigation. When elected officials inappropriately interfere with such investigations, it undermines the principle of equal justice under the law. But the Constitution, he says, does not give the Senate the power to remove the president from office and ban him from this year's ballot simply for actions that are inappropriate. He says, I work with other senators to make sure that we have the right to ask for more documents and witnesses, but there is no need for more evidence to prove something that has already been proven and does not meet the United States Constitution's high bar for an impeachable offense. So basically what he's saying is he doesn't like what Trump did. What Trump did was wrong, but it's not impeachable. Just like kind of what happened with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton cheating on his wife with Monica Lewinsky was bad. But is that enough to remove him from office? And, you know, I think a lot of people on both sides of the aisle or, you know, independents that are kind of looking at this go, you know, look, I don't know what the heck Trump did. It probably wasn't, you know, pristine and priest-like, you know, but is it enough to kick him out of office? If he's going to be get kicked out of office for this, then what should Obama have gotten kicked out of office for, or Bush or Clinton? So, you know, it would set a new precedent, and the Constitution rules. Now, Republican Senator Susan Collins said in a statement Thursday evening that she will vote to call witnesses. So she's a GOP lawmaker that breaks ranks a lot of times and joins the Democrats. So now that leaves Senators Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski. Romney says he wants to hear from more witnesses. Murkowski is not basically showing, you know, her hand. And it's interesting because whenever there's an issue, it always seems to be the same ones. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski. And I, you know, on one end, you know, we commend the independent thinking. You know, just because you're a Republican, just because you're a Democrat, doesn't mean you always have to follow the flock. You know, you were elected by your constituents to make good decisions and to represent. On the other end, though, if you are going to win, having an R next to your name or a D next to your name, and then frequently break ranks, and then, you know, did you use the R to get elected or do you use the D to get elected? You know, or is your being on the fence allowing you to get more media play? So, you know, with politics, you know, with politics, it's kind of tricky because, you know, it's what you see is not what you get, or what you're expecting to be going on is not what you see. So even if both Romney and Murkowski are yes, it would make a 50-50 vote on the matter. Democrats need four Republicans in order to call additional witnesses. And with Lamar Alexander say no, it probably won't go through. If there is a 50-50 vote, Chief Justice John Roberts has to make the decision. And I think he would decide for more, you know, witnesses to come up. Roberts would not answer a question from Daily Mail when he left the Capitol on Thursday whether he would vote on witnesses in a 50-50 tie. The witness vote is expected to be the last matter senators vote on before they debate whether or not to convict President Trump. So obviously today is a big day. They say the real game day is tomorrow, not the Super Bowl. That was according to Amy Klobuchar yesterday. So, I don't know what people think. I mean, a lot of people want Trump removed. They don't like him. They never thought he was presidential. They were mad that he beat out Hillary. And so, you know, is this a witch hunt? Or, you know, did Donald Trump really, really defy and abuse, you know, his office? For a lot of us kind of looking at this, you know, and looking at what happened with Bill Clinton and all that, I thought something impeachable was something like Watergate, where you are hiring people to break in and, you know, steal, you know, evidence or, you know, information. To me, that's pretty bad. That's, you know, people withhold aid from countries all the time. And they withhold aid. I talked to you guys about Veep. I know it's a TV show. But one of the foreign leaders, I believe it was from Finland, in the show, touched the president's boob. So she wanted to withhold aid. I mean, I mean, people withhold aid all the time. Okay? You know, and so was it bad? Was it off color? But does that mean the country has to be thrown in disarray, especially when the economy's going good, especially when we don't have any immediate threats to our mainland, you know? Does that mean we have to disrupt, you know, a presidency? So it's obviously very contentious. You know, I'm not sure what's going to happen with this next election. I don't believe he will be impeached. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with the Bidens. Are the Bidens going to be investigated? I don't think Hillary's going to be investigated anymore. But we have politicians. We have non-politicians becoming politicians. It's not a very pretty world. And I think if we knew exactly all the goings-ons and whatever, we wouldn't elect anybody. Right? We would be like, to heck with this, I'm going to find somebody in my family to run. And politics is dirty. And I'm not saying that's okay. You know, and we do need a checks and balance, you know, and this whole impeachment trial, whether you were for it or not, and even though it really seemed to be a pain in the butt, it is a mark of our freedom. Us being able to question a leader's, you know, tactics means that we're hopefully going to have a safe country in case somebody like, you know, Hitler ever comes to power. So having this checks and balances, you know, is very, very important and lets other politicians know that they can't do, you know, they can't do evil and they can't do BS without somebody or the media scrutinizing them. The only thing is, or Bush is stupid or whatever, you know, we do have to kind of set a precedent of how far we're going to go on when we're going to impeach, because otherwise we're going to see impeachment now every presidency. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while the country and world is mourning Kobe Bryant's death, people want answers as to what happened. He was in one of the fanciest helicopters. Supposedly the pilot was supposed to be a good pilot. It wasn't horrible weather. There was fog. What happened? Well, we find out today that Kobe Bryant's pilot was not legally allowed to fly in fog, using only the aircraft's instruments. And the charter company has now suspended all flights and investigators to looking for liability. So Island Express Helicopters owned the Sikorsky S-76B helicopter. And it was not certified, instrument certified, to fly in conditions that require pilots to use only cockpit instruments. I told you when my husband learned how to fly, they just don't learn how to fly during the day and in beautiful weather. They have to learn how to fly on, have instrument certification where they could rely on the instruments, because the instruments sometimes are no more than what you do when you start to get a little discombobulated or confused. Now, people say, well, I'm not going to get confused. You don't know. You think you're, you know, right side up, and all of a sudden the plane is sideways. So instrument ratings or instrument certifications are vital for most pilots. I'm not sure if all of them have to get that. My husband would know more. I need to get him on the show. Hey, my hubby. So they say the company was only certified to operate under visual flight rules, which means daylight. Can't be flying at night. Can't be flying in inclement weather. The pilot was licensed for instrument flying, but he didn't have legal authority because the company didn't have the necessary certification. As you know, the aircraft was carrying Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, two other children, two coaches, their wives, another mother, I believe, was it nine people total? And so the company is right now grounding all flights in the wake of the crash. It's a charter company. And that Sunday, that day, last week, he was only certified to operate under visual flight rules. So you have to be able to see clearly. If there's fog, they need to either turn around or find a place where it's safe, or they need to check and see if fog is settling and then not make the flight. The pilot was licensed for instrument flying, but he didn't have the legal authority. Now, that still doesn't answer questions, but if he was licensed for it, why still couldn't he navigate? Makes me think that there was something wrong with the helicopter. Some of the first reports said as they were flying over the L.A. Zoo, he was having issues. Now, if there was not fog then, you know, then maybe there were some issues with the helicopter. The company has since revealed that they're grounding all the flights. The pilot, Ara Zabayan, was climbing out of the clouds when the chartered aircraft went into a sudden 1,200-foot descent. It lasted about a minute, and then it slammed into a hillside that was covered in fog. Debris had been scattered over 500 feet. Air traffic controllers had given Zobayan special visual flight rules or clearance to fly. This was around Burbank Airport. He was told to follow a freeway, which was the 101, and stay at or below 2,500 feet. Under an SVFR, or Special Visual Flight Rules clearance, pilots are allowed to fly in weather conditions worse than those for visual flight rules, and those clearances are only issued when cloud ceilings are below 1,000 feet above ground level. But due to poor visibility, they said the pilot could have contacted air traffic controllers and requested to switch to instrument flight rules. That would have allowed him to navigate through the clouds. Now, Kurt Dietz, this is being reported by Daily Mail, a pilot and former safety manager at the company, said the pilot most likely had little experience in instrumental flying because of the company's operating limitations. So maybe he was certified in it, but if he was flying for the company for years and wasn't using it, he could have gotten rusty. That's what I'm saying. He says there's only one way you could be in the clouds, on an IFR instrument flight rules, flight plan, or by accident. So the details about the company's lack of certification now prompts questions as to why the pilot didn't file an instrument flight plan. That would have enabled him to go above the fog. So, you and I are like, okay, if there's fog, go above it. That's why I'm thinking there might have been something wrong with the helicopter. I mean, if you can't see and you're in bad weather and you know there's mountains there, he's obviously flown the area multiple times, then, you know, get the permission to fly above it. They say sources say it is not unusual for companies, especially in Southern California, to have limitations on certifications for instrument flights, given the weather is normally sunny and clear. No, it's not. It's very foggy there. So the owner of a different charter company said no local services maintain the certification that enables us to run flights because it means increased training and higher insurance. So I'm still, like I said, not completely buying that. You have to fly. There's fog. And I understand you have to follow the rules, but, you know, if it's dangerous and you know, I lived in California. I was born there, left when I was 5-6 years old, moved back to do my last year medical school there. And once you drive the freeways, you know pretty damn well where mountains are. You know the area. So and I understand he was starting to descend, he dropped 1,200 feet. To me, I think it's a helicopter issue. Helicopters are pretty dangerous. So this Island Express Helicopter Company is a family-run business. It was found in Long Beach, California, back in 82. It's owned by John Moore. Now, according to the company's LinkedIn page, the company is well-known for its charter flights, and it runs a lot of tours to Catalina. The company also has a large fleet, including these three Sikorsky S-76s. That's the one that Kobe Bryant was on. Island Express is subjected to a lawsuit after a fatal crash in May 2008 involving its Eurocopter AS-350. The crash killed the pilot, an employee, and a local school teacher. Three others on board were injured. An investigation revealed the crash was likely caused by a fatigue fracture in the turbine blade. Family of the employee who died filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Island Express. They settled for an undisclosed amount. So, I'm not a fan of helicopters. There was a crash about a year or two ago with two TV crews in Arizona covering a fire, crashed into each other. I just have a fear of them. I have a ER buddy who used to work in Hawaii saying these helicopter crashes were far too many. Says if you come to Hawaii, please don't do a helicopter, ride. And I know that everybody says the most dangerous parts of flying is the ride to the airport. These accidents are far and few between, but just the way helicopters are built and what they have to do, they just seem to have more accidents than many other sorts of aircraft. So how long was the pilot with the company? Pilot was with the company for 10 years. They had completed more than 8,000 flight hours. So this is somebody that should have been, pretty well experienced. But people were saying it seemed like he was either disoriented or something else was wrong. So I agree with them, pausing and grounding. Many think that the federal regulators did not carry out the NTSB recommendation to mandate certain equipment on helicopters with six or more passenger seats. There's a warning system that's required in medical helicopters, but not in commercial ones. So if there was a warning system, they might not have hit the mountain. So it's just tragic. It is, I know there's a lot of controversy over his life and his past, but a lot of people lost their lives. Three kids. It didn't have to happen. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.